Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, The Heart of the Matter. The heart is the core of our being, related to the motives and will of a person. A pure heart is not a perfect one, because in this life, no one is perfect. We are in process, but not perfected yet. That awaits glorification. Jesus said in Matthew 5:8, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." What God wants is the heart of a person. He's not interested in mere external religion. 1 Samuel 16:7 says that while man looks on the outward appearance, God looks at the heart. Romans 10:10 says, "It is with the heart that one believes unto righteousness." Acts 15:7 and 8 says, "It is God who knows the heart and purifies the heart by faith." The idea here of pure in heart is that of singleness of heart. It is honest to God. It is an undivided heart that is devoted to God above all. This person's conscience is clear in their sincere commitment to God. The sense of a pure heart is spelled out by David in the Psalms when he describes the heart of repentance. Psalm 32, verse 2. "Blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit." Psalm 51, 6. "Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you will make me to know wisdom." Repentance is being honest to God. This defines the idea of having a pure heart. It is the repentant who will see God. God doesn't want us playing games with Him. He wants an honest-to-God loyal commitment. Game players are hypocrites. In contrast, a true saving faith is sincere and undivided. It is a pure heart commitment. It is this type of heart commitment that shall see God. Blessed are the sincere in heart, for they are the ones who will see God intimately in the kingdom. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.